You're listening to Columbus Something New with Amy and Burke. We're here with Tanya Eberhard with Brand Face. Thanks for having us today.
Hey, thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Well, let's just start out. Explain to listeners what Brand Face is. And I looked on your website and I know your elevator speech.
Okay.
So you can either use your elevator speech or you could go in as deep as you want.
Sure. Well, Brand Face is basically a book series, a consulting company, and an online training company. And I help really two sets of people, entrepreneurs and business leaders, and real estate professionals. And I help them figure out the most different, unique, and meaningful thing about them that appeals to their ideal customer, and help them develop a brand and position around that and extend that brand and position across all of the marketing platforms that are available to them or that they utilize at the moment. And so basically you're taking someone and making them a brand, a memorable, as I like to say, a very powerful and unforgettable brand, so that their ideal customer looks at them and says, I know exactly why I should do business with them, and I know I shouldn't do business with anybody else.
And I know there's a face here in Columbus that you've worked with who listeners are probably familiar with.
Yeah, I have worked with Ron Greenbaum, the Basement Doctor, and that's it. He is a very famous brand face in this area. He was actually, you know, being fair, he was at the face of his brand and a very successful one long before we met. We met about 4 or 5 years ago, and we've worked together to kind of perfect that brand and take it across all of the marketing platforms, and he is a stellar example of a brand face.
And I bet a lot of small business people don't realize that they can use their own personality to promote their business.
No, they have no idea, really. And I like to say there are really three different kinds of brand faces out there. I learned this when I started working with all the different personality types. But there's what I call the game face. And that person kind of always has that persona going. They always, they're on all the time, and they have no problem being the face of their brand, and obviously they're sometimes the most recognizable. And then there's save face, that's the person who would like to be the face of their brand, but they're kind of they have some trepidation about what people would think about them. They don't want people to think that they're arrogant or have a huge ego. And then there's the about face, which I think you just alluded to. The about face is that person who just really never thought of it before. They don't understand how powerful it can be for their business to be the face of that brand. And so, you know, that's what you were just speaking of, is that about face.
Is it easy to get those people over to your side and to realize it's really okay? It's really okay to get your personality out there and to promote yourself.
I think it's easy to sit down across the table from them and convince them. Getting them to take action on it is something a little bit different. So yeah, it just depends on the personality. Not everybody can pull it off, as you can imagine, but everybody could pull it off if they really wanted to. You know, anybody really, you're just being yourself when you're being the face of your brand, but you're doing so from a point of differentiation that is so clear and concise that it makes a difference.
And I like that one of the things that I gleaned from what I've read that, you know, on your website is that it's not about saying that we're better. It's about saying and explaining to the ideal person or ideal customer how you're different. And I really like that.
Yeah, it is. You know, at the end of the day, that's what the best marketing is all about. And I always like to say better is subjective. So what might be better for Burke might not be better for Amy. But different is inarguable. So you're different, and this is who you are, and this is who you relate to. And once that's carved out, once you get that niche and that ironclad position, it's set.
I love that.
Yeah, in the case of Amy and I, I'm more of the bomb when it comes to who's more open. And Amy's more of she just kind of settles in. I kind of explode. I don't have a problem being the face. I don't have an issue with that. And it's not an ego thing. It's a thing that, you know, the best way to promote who you are and what you do is just put yourself out there. And Amy is more about the research and stuff. But seeing as we're latter half of that pinnacle, we meet in the middle.
And I bet sometimes it's hard for people to really, or business owners to really put their finger on what makes them different.
That is the toughest thing of all, because there are so many business owners who've successfully operated a business for years, and then you sit down in front of them and say, what makes you different? And every time, almost, they'll say, well, our customer service is absolutely the best, and we've been in business longer than anybody else, and we sell these products. And I say, whoa, stop right there, because there's nothing different about that. And they'll say, well, sure there is. My customer service is better. I said, okay, tell me how. Answer this question. So what? So what does that mean to your ideal customer? Dig deeper. What is it that makes your customer? What do you do for your customer that is different from what anybody else does? How do you take action on that?
So you said something else that I bet is tricky for a business owner is, what is your ideal customer?
That's another one. That's probably almost equal to what makes you different. Mm-hmm. Some of them really don't know. They say, well, you know, it, now in radio, and I have a background in radio, they always say, okay, well, I reach, you know, women between the ages of 25 and 54, adults, you know. And I say, well, that's really not a target that's not a target, that's a family reunion. You know, what does a 25-year-old have to have in common with a 54-year-old? It's, you know, not too much. So you really have to look at a lot of different things, not just the age or the income levels or just the basic demographics, but what we call psychographics, you know, those lifestyle things. What kind of car do they drive? Mm-hmm. What do they do in their spare time? What philanthropic things, you know, do they have going on in their lives? You know, what are they doing when they're not doing their everyday job? And with social media and all that's available online today, that kind of tracking is available.
Right. And that leads into the different ways, five ways to connect. And I really enjoyed reading that on your website as well. The philanthropic, hobbies, creative connection, experiences, and influencers. Those are different ways that, you know, if you're afraid of always promoting yourself, oh, people are going to get tired of seeing this about me. There's other ways that you can connect with people.
There sure are. And actually, that blog post came from a speaking engagement that I did here locally for Consumers Choice Award. And you had a lot of people in the room who were, you know, some who were the face of their brand, but a lot of them were business owners who had been voted the top businesses in the area. And a lot of them had the same questions like, okay, you know, I'm a roofing company. No one wants to hear from a roofing company on social media every single day. Why on earth would you want to hear that? And I said, you know, you're absolutely right. I don't want to hear about your roof. I don't want to hear about the lifetime warranty on it. I don't want to hear about the different types of roofing. I don't care. But what could you do that would set you apart and maybe still connect back to that brand? And so there are, you know, some really creative ways to do that. But those five areas are things that a lot of people don't think about, you know, that philanthropic thing. In fact, there are a lot of people who don't want to post what they do for charity, thinking they're taking advantage of the charity. And I would like to take this moment to, you know, say on behalf of all the Columbus area charities, I've worked with them over the years, and I know that not only do they want you to help promote them and share what you've done, even if it's something you've done for them, a lot of these charity organizations don't have a big budget. Some don't have a budget at all. So not only do they want you to do those things, they count on it to survive. On any kind of publicity that they get on social media that puts their organization in a positive light, that's what they need.
Right. So you have a lot to offer, folks. How can people connect with you to get your assistance?
Okay, brandfacestar.com is the website, and you can, like I said, there are two different customer types that I work with: entrepreneurs and business leaders. And I'll give you an example of one local business leader, Kip Morse, the president of the Central Ohio Better Business Bureau, is a Brand Face client, and he was fantastic to work with. And so he doesn't own the Better Business Bureau, but he is the president and the face of that brand here locally. And that's a big thing when it comes to all these business owners in the area. So I work with entrepreneurs and business leaders, and then real estate professionals. And I have a partner down in Atlanta who is America's top-selling real estate auctioneer. Oh, wow. And he was a BrandFace client for a couple of years before he became the co-author of BrandFace for Real Estate Professionals and my partner. So he's a big part of the organization, and he helps me conduct the workshops for the real estate professionals.
And you have books here. Tell us about your books.
I do, yeah. The original BrandFace book is meant for entrepreneurs and business leaders. And that basically is kind of like a marketing guide of sorts, so like a how-to guide, you know, how to be a brand face, which one are you, why should you do this, you know, how to do it step by step, and all the different areas and marketing platforms we have today. I like to say there have been thousands of books written on personal branding out there, so I'm certainly not the first one to come up with any of these concepts. But I believe what makes this book different is it integrates personal branding and integrated marketing concepts. And so it's not just about how do I become the face of my brand on TV, radio, or newspaper. It's how do I do this on those and all of these other marketing outlets that are available. That's where business owners get really confused. It's like, oh my gosh, too many choices. Which ones are right for me?
I completely understand that.
Sure, sure. And the way that you extend your brand and put your message and image out there is different on all of those sometimes.